KJAN, Radio Atlantis.
Sunny and currently 10 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high around 22. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In the news this morning, the Iowa Department of Transportation reported today that as of 8 a.m., the travel conditions had slowly begun to improve across the state. However, many roads remained completely or partially covered with snow and ice pack. Interstate 35 from Ames to Mason City, both north and southbound, has reopened. Travelers are still being advised to check Iowa's 511 travel information system before making their trip, or by calling 800-288-1047 nationwide or 511 within the state of Iowa. You can visit 511ia.org as well to get an update on the latest road conditions. There's a nice map there that you can look at and quickly get an idea of what's going on across the state. Several additional options for mobile access, text and email, or information through Twitter or Facebook are described on the website as well. In western and southwest Iowa, the roads are still primarily mostly covered with snow north of Highway 34. All roads south of Highway 34 are partially covered with snow for the most part. Primary travel concerns this morning are focused on eastern Iowa, where considerable blowing and drifting of snow will continue to make travel hazardous in that part of the state until at least mid-morning. Iowa DOT crews are out this morning trying to restore travel to normal winter driving conditions and open blocked roads as quickly as possible. Conditions should continue to improve throughout the day. News time is 9:05.
It's wonderful. So warm and inviting. Your wife is making hot chocolate with extra marshmallows. It's the first night chilly enough to relax and enjoy a crackling fire in your new fireplace. As you sip your cocoa, your wife mentions that strange smell. You assure her it's the applewood kindling, but minutes later you realize along with the smell is the smoke backing up into your living room. Does your insurance policy cover your new fireplace? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. The crackle and fragrance of a wood fire is wonderful. Unless something goes wrong, you don't open the flue, or something clogs a chimney and the heat and smoke can't get out. Does your policy cover a fireplace or wood-burning stove? Maybe it's time for a review. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll show you a policy from Allied Insurance that will give you coverage, not just a cheap rate. The Allied policy I'll bring you will help you recover from the financial devastation that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Well, a new survey of rural bankers shows that rising commodity prices and lower energy costs are helping businesses in Midwestern states and the Northern Plains. The Rural Main Street Index released yesterday climbed in December, the fourth straight month of growth. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey from Omaha, says the reading is the healthiest recorded since June of 2007. The survey showed increases in bank borrowing to purchase farmland and equipment and rising farmland prices. The December hiring index rose half a point to 53.5. The home sales index slipped in December to 61.3 from November's 62. The index ranges from 0 to 100, with 50 representing growth neutral. It's based on a survey of rural bankers in the Dakotas, Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Officials with the Stewart-based Midwest Partnership Economic Development Corporation say the organization is currently accepting nominations for the Guy Powell Award, which recognizes excellence in leadership and passion for economic development in the Midwest Partnership Development Region. That region includes Adair, Audubon, Greene, and Guthrie counties. Powell, a past president of the MPDC, was an active volunteer on the boards of many other organizations and was passionate about local and regional economic development. The award in recognition of his lifelong dedication, commitment, and service to economic development is presented to individuals who are outstanding leaders in West Central Iowa and who work to make it a more economically vital place to live, work, and play. Nominations submitted by businesses and individuals who are members of the Midwest Partnership Development Corporation should consider the nominee's vision, leadership, courage, and impact on economic development. You can mail a nomination form to Monica Cateron. She's the office manager of MPDC in Stewart at Post Office Box 537. And that's zip code 50250. For more information, you can go to www.westcentraliowausa.com. All of that information is on this same story under our website at kjan.com. Just click on the news tab. There is $120 million in surplus state tax revenue that's sitting in a taxpayer relief fund today. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, helped to create the fund 2 years ago as a place to deposit some of the cash in the state budget that is unspent when the fiscal year ends.
The expectation is that's Iowans' money, and we need to figure out a mechanism to get that return.
Paulson isn't specifying which taxes might get cut.
I haven't put a fence around, you know, what that exactly looks like, because I'm more interested in finding a meaningful solution than it being, you know, my idea or whatever.
But Republican Governor Terry Branstad is ruling out the idea that $120 million will be used to reduce the income taxes that Iowans pay.
I'm really focused on property tax. Sure, I'd like to see the income tax reduced too, but in terms of my priority, and I've been working on this for a couple of years, and we're really trying to perfect it, is so our focus is going to be on significant property tax reduction and replacement.
House Democratic Leader Kevin McCarthy says job creation is a priority for Democrats.
Some of that money might be used for some short-term incentive packages. More long-term, we're going to want to provide commercial property tax relief.
And Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronsdahl of Council Bluffs said the fund should not be used for routine state spending.
We've been willing to take a look at using those dollars for things like paying for the property tax credits.
And the state officials often send local governments state dollars to cover property tax credits for veterans and elderly homeowners, for example. Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock also suggests the money should be used to reduce taxes, although he's not specifying which taxes.
I think what's most important, whether it's this year, next year, or in subsequent years, we look at whatever changes we make to our tax policy, that it encourages growth and investment, and that will lead to rewarding hardworking Iowans for their work.
Each year, up to $60 million in unspent money in the state budget can be deposited in the Taxpayers Relief Fund. It was created 2 years ago, but legislators did not specify where the money would be redirected. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, bells have rung throughout a Connecticut town to commemorate the moment 1 week ago when a gunman began a shooting rampage at an elementary school that left 20 children and six adults dead. Governor Donald Malloy and other officials led a moment of silence after the ringing of a bell at Trinity Episcopal Church. The bell rang 26 times in memory of each life lost at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The gunman also killed his mother before the massacre and himself afterward. Stocks are opening sharply lower today on Wall Street. The big drop comes after House Republicans called off a vote on tax rates. That left federal budget talks in disarray, 10 days before sweeping tax increases and government spending cuts take effect. Only a few dozen flights have been canceled today at Chicago's airports, a day after more than 500 flight cancellations at O'Hare and Midway resulted from a snowstorm that dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest. Some 200,000 pre-holiday travelers are expected to pass through O'Hare today, which is described as the busiest air travel day of the holiday period. And the Pope is taking his opposition to gay marriage even further today by denouncing what he describes as people manipulating their God-given gender to suit their sexual choices. Pope Benedict made the comments in his annual Christmas speech to Vatican bureaucracy, one of the most important speeches of the year. It's the second time in a week the Pope has taken on the question of gay marriage. News time is 9:12.
It's wonderful. So warm and inviting. Your wife is making hot chocolate with extra marshmallows. It's the first night chilly enough to relax and enjoy a crackling fire in your new fireplace. As you sip your cocoa, your wife mentions that strange smell. You assure her it's the applewood kindling. But minutes later, you realize along with the smell is the smoke backing up into your living room. Does your insurance policy cover your new fireplace? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. The crackle and fragrance of a wood fire is wonderful. Unless something goes wrong. You don't open the flue or something clogs a chimney and the heat and smoke can't get out. Does your policy cover a fireplace or wood-burning stove? Maybe it's time for a review. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll show you a policy from Allied Insurance that will give you coverage, not just a cheap rate. The Allied policy I'll bring you will help you recover from the financial devastation that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Kermit James Creswell, age 75 of Earlham, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kermit Creswell will be today at 10:30 at the Earlham United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Rosemary Fike, age 57 and formerly of the Orient area, died December 12th in California. Funeral services for Rosemary Fike will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Dorothy Ann Schroeder, age 88 of Walnut, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dorothy Schroeder will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dale Barnes Sr., age 86 of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dale Barnes Sr. will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Billy Taggart, age 89 of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Billy Taggart will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Betty Wadle, age 92 of Avoca, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Betty Wadle will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Linda Lou Fudge, age 61 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be held on December 28th at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tammy Amos, age 54 of Griswold, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Tammy Amos are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eugene Jean Cambridge, age 74 of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Jean Cambridge are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Cruz, age 90 of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Plaza. Services for Robert Cruz are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Bruno Jr. Reichardt, age 80 of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bruno Jr. Reichardt are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Robert Turner, age 73 of Greenfield, died Thursday. No services are planned at this time for Robert Turner. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Judith Altfelish Kem, age 71 of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Arizona. Services for Judith Altfelish Kem are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Catherine Johnson, age 72 of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Catherine Johnson will take place at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Beryl Schwears, age 84 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Beryl Schwears are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.